When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's our tour. It's our tour. It's our tour. Tour, tour, tour. Franchise quarterback, A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Welcome back. Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Take you guys up until 2. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560, WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We will get to Leroy's game balls and game bums coming on up, as we must. We did not get to do that yesterday. You know, I got to say, vibes as opposed from yesterday to today. I mean, you want to talk about a moment. We had such a good time yesterday.
Yeah.
At Miami Heat Media Day. Did you have a favorite part, Frog Boy? That was your first media day, yeah?
Yes, it was. I think you got to go with the obvious, witnessing up close and personal the domino match.
That was great.
That was great, for sure.
It wasn't a very valid domino match.
Well, it was valid entertainment. Valid entertainment. Like, whether you
I know what my favorite part was.
What?
You're not going to do babushka?
Oh. I can't believe that was what you got me with.
Did you see him turtle up?
What?
Hey, listen, Nico's gotten very big. One punch.
Oh my goodness. Hey, that was worth it. Like, did you see him turtle up?
What if he cancels me?
You think that's funny to make fun of my mom?
He goes, hey, man, not cool. How would you like it if I just went, hey, I'm stupid American.
Cheeseburger.
my God. No, but it was fun. He was great, too. He's a great interview. Yeah,
for sure.
Yes.
Especially where he's, you know, it's fun seeing that. It is one of the things that's fun about seeing guys year after year. It is seeing how they grow up and they get more comfortable in their own skin.
I mean, was he 19 when he got here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely get two words out of him.
I tried to ask Spo because, like, it's a difference with a guy coming from Europe at 19 after playing 3 years of professional basketball and a guy being one and done in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious, does he treat, because he kind of treats them the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're not the same.
They got to go earn it is what he was putting out.
I know they got to go earn it, but they're not the same. But man, hey, Nico looked like he's starting to get his man body.
Dude, he was
thick.
Huge.
He wasn't no skinny. He was thick.
Huge.
Yeah, definitely big.
Yeah, because we saw him and Bam. I mean, Bam's obviously like more muscle. He's 27, but
yeah.
Jesus, Nico got.
You tell the difference between him and Pelle Larsen. I know like their age is similar, but like he's had a couple of years in the system already. And you can tell Pelle Larsen, still fresh. Great hair, though.
Great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair.
I think Pelle just, he'll, like, when you get a couple of years of only basketball and you ain't hanging out around school and stuff like that, so that means you're working out, you're doing workout-specific things to improve your game, right? I think you'll start seeing the change. Because even though Tyler's still skinny as hell, he is more built than he was when he first got into the league.
For sure.
Yeah. Hanging out with Tyler was great. Tyler was having fun with us.
Tyler was having fun.
Talking college football. I was going to ask for his like EA Sports screen name, and I was like, too much. I don't know how he feels. You're going to leak my screen.
You could have had a play date with Harlem Hero and Baby Tadpole.
Oh, I mean, we were talking about Coco and Coco Melon.
Yeah, you could have had a Daddy and Me kind of class put together.
I'll try again next time. You
know? he called said, women are thick, men are swole. But he's not swole.
Yeah, he wasn't swole. I wouldn't define him
right.
as swole, but he had some,
that's what I'm saying.
Some meat on him.
Stop calling a man thick.
That's...
I don't know. Like, there's no, like when you see these guys and you've seen them year after year after year, swole is not the word.
Ted, you still there?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, that's about it. I'm kind of with you, Leroy, as far as being patient about all this. But, I mean, I've had season tickets for 28 years. If that ain't patience, I don't know what
it is. Oh, dude!
I feel like I should give him a standing ovation.
For sure. I know.
Thank you for your sacrifice, sir.
And I drive from Orlando for every game.
Oh,
what?
What?
Whoa! You drove from Orlando for that last night?
Yep.
Oh. You drove from Tobin's house?
Hey.
Wow.
Is that far?
It's probably a good thing I spent Sunday night listening to Hootie and the Blowfish over in Tampa. The Dolphins make me cry.
Yeah. He was good, though, right? You got to say, yeah. He still got it.
He was great.
Still got it. I saw him on that Saturday.
But, I mean, it's like you said, you got to be patient. I mean, last year, the pantheon of great head coaches in South Florida was the Panthers coach, Spoelstra, and McDaniels.
Yeah.
So it's... I mean, it's only a year away, but I mean, I'm kind of pessimistic about seeing a turnaround with this team as bad as they looked last night.
That's the thing is it's tough when I say it's easier to be pessimistic. I'm not saying people can't be pissed, but most of the time,
right.
As a fan, you're going to be wrong. Like that's just how it is. I mean, unless you're like a bastard Patriots fan from like the 2000s.
There's only
like,
one fan base that's right a year.
Yeah, and right now it's just the Chiefs. Everybody else feels like they're banging their head against the wall. Now the Dolphins are flailing a lot worse than a lot of other franchises are right now. But yeah, man. Look, I can't. I don't have anything to spin for you, man. It's bad right now.
The thing that's most frustrating to me is this is too early into this process to be this banged up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you look at a team, and I'm going to use this as an example, look at a team like Houston with a new regime, new coach, and what have you. They have a lot of young talent, then they added veterans to it. But they still have that youth to where they're always going to be relatively healthy. And that's the thing that really, kind of gets me is that you should have more of an injection of youth into this team to be able to compensate for the old people getting banged up and taking practices off and stuff. It could be used as a period to develop
the old love and compensation.
Next man up, right? Say it again.
The old love compensation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think that's the thing that would get me more than anything.
All right, Leroy, if you still can, we got to gather around the locker room, and Leroy will hand out his game balls and game bums. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. They joined the WQM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, October 9th. Presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQM.com, which gets you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Coming out with us, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Wednesday, October 9th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner of the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com, and brought to you by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. A man who's always fair is Leroy Horde, all right? He's like Joe Cortez. He's fair, but he's firm.
Fair, but I'm firm.
Here is Leroy Horde's game balls and game bums.
Sorry, I was answering the phone.
Game bums.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, game ball first.
This guy's a ball.
To a one of one guy.
Who's that?
Jimmy Carter. The first president in the history of our country to make it to 100 years old.
Huh. Really?
There you go.
Wow. All right.
Now, I did that because let me pull out my list of game bums.
Oh, wow.
The Cleveland Browns.
Bum.
The Miami Dolphins O-line. Bum! The Miami Dolphins front office.
Woof! They just get the pea shooter?
Boom! Yeah, no. Boom! 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 And I'm going to give one to the fans. Now, the reason why I give one to the fans is because I've been down here long enough to know this. The first time something goes wrong, everybody's rats off a ship. There's still 13 games left. And I mean, like, yeah, like you can be upset. You can be, but I've heard so many, see, I told you this was going to happen. Really? Because nobody else thought so. Nobody else thought half the team was going to get hurt. Nobody else thought, you know, that this was going to end up this way. I ain't going to say nobody else thought Tua wasn't going to get hurt. I'm not going to say that. You can say that.
Or Teron Armstead.
Okay. Or Teron Armstead. And that's why I gave the front office a game bum.
Yeah.
Because you got to have somebody on your team locked and loaded and ready to go all the time with those two guys. And the fact that you didn't mean you weren't prepared. The fact that you said we're going to be more physical and you're not. There's two physical guys on your whole football team. That's Calais Campbell and Sealer.
That's it.
That's it.
Men.
So, There comes a point in time, and I've said this from the beginning of the Mike McDaniel era, and everybody said, oh, but we're running the ball so well. And I said this, there's a point in time where you got to line up. You got to run the ball in between the tackles. Everybody knows you got to run the ball in between the tackles, and you got to have success.
They
have not done that since he's been here.
Can I step into your game bums here for a second?
You feel free. I got a bag full of them.
I have a Mike McDaniel game bum, but it's not play calling. It has nothing to do with his press conferences. But I have grown tired, Leroy. And this is not, and by the way, I just want to say, this isn't a new problem. This has been going back to old year numero uno. Mike McDaniel may be the worst coaches challenge coach the history of football.
Who's whispering in his ear?
I don't know, but he needs to be fired, or that guy needs to tell to reveal himself to say McDaniel's going rogue, because I could see from my couch an hour away that Snoop Huntley did not get that first down. And I just could see the squirrely little look in his eye. And I could tell, oh, he's going to throw the red flag. He's going to do it. He can't help himself. No, Mike! No!
Wait. So you got the game within the game?
He sucked at it. He sucked at it year one. He sucked at it year two. He sucked at it in preseason when he was having a red flag off with Raheem Morris.
Lost that, by the way.
Yes, of course he loses it. He always loses it. He's the worst coaches challenger in the history of the game.
Now, are you of the – because sometimes I believe a coach was going to call a timeout anyway, so he just challenges.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. I felt like he felt so helpless yesterday.
It was going to be fourth down.
Yes.
You want time to talk about it. You were going to call a timeout anyway, so just challenge it.
Maybe. But it feels like he just wanted to have some input on the game because his stupid play calls were so helpless and useless. So he's like, guys, I'm in on this too. I'm here with you. My teammates. That's what he calls her. My teammates.
We're going down together.
Yeah, you need to call. Your teammates need to call you out and say, hey, dude, hand weave the red flag. All right, let's run it through weave for right now. Because he stinks. And then Leroy, is the epitome of this not fourth and one, put Snoop in the shotgun?
It's the single-handed epitome of we're not going to be very physical.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On this play. Because here's the thing. As a back in short yardage, I want to be going downhill as quick as possible. If you're in the shotgun, you got to wait and you got to take a lateral step. So even to that point, it's not shotgun short yardage runs. I was like, no, hey, coach, can we, we got the big boys in. Right? You know, we got, you know, Randy or Chris on the outside, but we got two big tight ends with an excellent offensive line. Can I get this thing going downhill? Right? So, yeah. But I can't remember the quarterback ever being under center. Yeah. And part of the reason is because they want to get back from that old line. I know why they do shotgun.
Oh, man. That's game balls and game bums. Hey, Chris. Yeah. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Calling from the Upper Peninsula, Michigan, so 100 miles north of Green Bay. And
go
before
blue!
I get into the negativity of the Dolphins, I just want to say thanks. You guys make the fan experience better for guys like me who are across the country.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate you too, bud. So
you live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah. Close. Yeah, Iron Mountain.
Yep. Iron Mountain. You know what Iron Mountain has? The highest ski jump in the country. Huh. In the world, off the ground.
Yep. Highest man-made jump. True story. Yep. I used to work there.
Was it made by?
I dated a girl that lived in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, so we had to go through Ironwood to get there.
There you go. That's actually, I proposed at that ski jump.
Oh,
whoa.
Love is in the air. Yeah. All right, Chris, what do you got to say about the Dolphins? Sorry, buddy.
So, that's fine. I'm rats off ship on Chris Beerman. Like, this offensive line, like, we've been piling on them, and we should. But, like, look at the safety last night. That play started at the 8-yard line, right? Dolphins have 7 guys in pass pro. Titans rush 4, and there are 3 Titans in the end zone with Tyler Huntley. Like, what are we doing? And Chris Greer is to blame here because you look at 2016. You had Jay Ajayi looking like Emmett Smith for a year. So he's seen what a good O-line can do. And we're just doing what? Like, Leroy, what can be done here?
At this point, I don't really know what, because here's the thing. It's like, and I use boxing for Tobin.
Oh, thanks.
A guy who's a counterpuncher, a guy who's a tactician, is usually not ever a knockout guy, right? It's just the way he approaches boxing.
Unless somebody makes a critical mistake.
Like, right.
Exactly. A la Juan Manuel Marquez, Manny Pacquiao.
Right. Right. But, it has to be, like, just crazy.
A blatant mistake. But
when you watch this offensive line, at no point since Mike McDaniel has gotten here have they been asked to be physical, downhill, attack the defense type of offensive lineman. They haven't. Because all the runs are sideways. They're asked to run. They're asked to get out in the, you know what I mean? And so there's going to come a point in time, like now, when you don't have Tua as a quarterback and you need something to hang your hat on. And that's usually what a lot of teams who have success, you can go back to the 72 Dolphins. They had a physical front line. They could run the ball better than anybody. So that took some of the pressure off the quarterback. We put more pressure on the quarterback to make plays, regardless of who's back there, based on how the line is asked to play. Somewhere, somehow, these guys throughout their careers have been asked to be physical offensive linemen. What's the point in having a giant playing left tackle if you're not going to ask him to be physical? So that is a big problem. And I don't know if it's actually the players as much as it is what we're asking them to do. And to give you a perfect example, you go look at Detroit, right? It all starts with that offensive line.
Man.
The trenches. Right.
Man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, you look at, think about somebody like Kansas City. Every practice, they got to block Jones. They going to be physical. So I don't care how finesse you are. I played in Minnesota on a team that did a lot of these things here. But we had the ability to run the football. When we couldn't run the football, we lost. So, yeah, as fancy as all these offensive coordinators want to be, the basic fundamental football and the basic fundamental path to success is run the ball, stop the run.
Neither of those things prioritized, which appropriately will get us to the damage is done, my friend. Next.
The damage is done, my friend.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
And on a little chipmunk.
What happened with the chipmunk? Geez.
Rebecca had a wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, no.
I thought you were checking on an actual chipmunk.
No, we had a squirrel.
Yeah, I know.
With my house this past week, you know, Sunny Bunny took out a squirrel, so, you know, you never know.
You know, back where I grew up, somebody would cook that thing. Seriously.
So, damage is done. Here's where we go. Pro Football Talk yesterday. A Tyreek trade from Dolphins back to Chiefs would not be easy to pull off. And apparently, Tyreek Hill didn't speak to reporters yesterday. He was very visibly upset on the sidelines. Because, you know, he probably should have had two tutties yesterday with any competent quarterback. And I don't mean to pile on Snoop Huntley. I know he was coming into a tough situation. Trust me when I tell you, I'm not hosing him. Like, I don't hold him as accountable as I do Skyler a couple weeks ago. Skyler's been in this team for 3 years.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you can be upset that a play didn't happen while not saying it's all on Snoop, right? It just, Tyreek's just mad that it didn't happen.
Right.
He's not saying I got a bum quarterback. He's just mad that it didn't happen. And a lot of people are going to take that the wrong way.
But the idea of trading Tyreek Hill back to the Chiefs, like, let's just put on Looneyville hat. There's no way, in good faith as a general manager, I couldn't respect Chris Greer if you traded him back to the Chiefs. I literally would trade him anywhere. I would trade him to the Bills before I would trade him back to the Chiefs. You can't do it.
The Bills, though?
You can't do it. Okay. You can't do it.
That's right.
The damage is done, my friend.
It's true.
I don't want to hear it.
The damage is done.
We all had our funsies. back-to-back record-breaking seasons. Meanwhile, the Chiefs kept winning Super Bowls. Now you're going to go give them back? Man. And they got the Super Bowls?
Imagine.
And they got Worthy?
And they got Worthy!
No.
No, I can't allow this. I won't allow this to stand. In fact, Chris Greer, you might as well just hand in your resignation if you were to ever do that. Honestly.
Not really, for sure.
Honestly.
For sure.
I'm gonna be honest with you. He looked like somebody who knew he was... He looked a little nervous yesterday. Like, he's like, I got to go talk to who? Mr. Ross. They show Chris Greer on television.
Yeah.
He looked a little like,
Nah. I mean, like, it's probably the frustration of all of it. But here's the problem. At some point, you know you're going to go into one of those meetings and the owner might say, I've had enough.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
One thing I'll say about Stephen Ross, he's very patient. So when he gets to that point, nobody's going to have a problem with it. He's not a spur-of-the-moment type of guy. So, yeah, you got to wonder if one of these next meetings is going to be that.
Dolphin Kane says, I'll accept the resignation. So he's taking a Tyreek Hill trade back to the Chiefs if it means the resignation of Chris Greer. What do you got, Leroy?
All right, so yesterday, my daughter went and got her wisdom teeth pulled, and she came home, and she was miserable.
Oof.
And usually when you call the doctor or the dentist, they say, yeah, we had to get up in there, right? More than we thought. So she might be experiencing a little extra discomfort, right? It happened to me with my knee surgery. Like he said, oh, we had to do a lot more than we thought. So you might have a little more fluid in your leg than I would say, oh, that's why I don't bend. So I would
say. Are they allowed to do that? Are they allowed to just take liberties and be like, we got to do more?
Well, because especially when you get a knee scope or you get something done to your knee or like I had a meniscus cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
If there's other stuff in the area, they clean that also.
Ah.
But what happens is it takes more time. When you have more time, it creates more swelling. And so that's why. It happens. But to these doctors that say these things in general, I would just like to say to you, like, too late. It hurts like hell. Like, you, I get you want to explain why, but the damage is done. The person's in pain. Just damage let it be. Just say, yeah, you're going to experience some pain. Holy smokes. I got a chipmunk in the house. Although she is feeling better.
That's good. We hope Snitchy has a quick recovery.
She still looks like she's housing nuts for the winter.
Frogboy?
My damage is done goes to none other than CTESPN reporter himself, Antonio Brown.
Is Antonio Brown really running that Twitter account? Because some people have said that he sold his Twitter account and that it's just a troll account now.
Mm.
I don't know.
I think that's too smart for Antonio.
Really? All right, fair. That's fair.
I feel
that's
like
totally fair.
To capitalize off that would require some deep thinking. I'm not sure he wants to do at the moment. I won't say he's not capable of it, but anyway, he's back in the headlines as he normally tries to be with these controversial tweets. This time specifically. This one is aimed at Travis Kelce.
Oof.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, I'm always one for Travis Kelce slander. I mean, did you see they're giving him a game show? Are you kidding me, dude?
Is he getting a game show?
This guy's getting a game show before me?
Yeah, nothing's going to make Frogboy more upset than that.
This guy.
He's a lot more famous than you, though.
Well, I mean,
but you have the you know the true code of the game show.
I've served my time.
Who are your top game show hosts of all time? Like, who did you really look up to? Bob Barker?
Loved Bob Barker, but you know, it was more of his swag. That Skinny Mike, oof.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Yep.
You know, Drew Carey hasn't really been the same. Steve Harvey, good. Like him.
Oh yeah.
Well,
big fan of
him. Yeah, not at pageants though.
Not at pageants. No, Family Feud though. Let him know how it is.
Oh, it's hilarious. Pretty Family good. Feud is
Family
hilarious.
Feud is great.
Pretty good. And me, probably me.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, you put yourself on the list.
Yeah.
Ahead of Alex Trebek.
I don't make the rules, guys. I just follow what the people are saying, more or less. But nonetheless, game show. Can't believe it. Are you smarter than a celebrity?
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? But they need celebrities because they don't have a real host like me to really draw the audience in.
Interesting.
But anyway,
Antonio Brown on it.
Antonio Brown, unfortunately, posted a graphic tweet in regards to Travis Kelce. Unfortunately, again, I'm one for the shenanigans and fun and games, but there's a line you probably shouldn't cross. This tweet says, Travis Kelce needs some blank blank bro washed. And those blanks are referring to the race of his girlfriend, Taylor Swift, and how he should probably switch it up because that must be leading to his less than favorable play. To me, I think Antonio Brown, we've had enough of your crap, dude. Anything that you tweet now is just a cry for help at this point.
It's also got pretty good for him since he started dating Taylor Swift. I mean, he did win the Super Bowl. He got a $100 million podcast deal.
Got a new show coming out.
Literally is just doing the football for funsies now. He doesn't need to do it.
I'm all for Travis Kelce slander, but this isn't the way to do it. No one listens to you. You're the boy who cried CTE. Antonio Brown, the damage is done, my friend.
The damage is done, my friend.
I would like to do a Maury Povich episode where Antonio Brown is just confronted by all the people he stiffed on money.
Oh, man.
Because there's some really crazy stories out there
so
about that.
Many different things.
Like, how did you not? But also, like, how did, you know, once you know it's Antonio Brown, you got to get that up front. Like, after a certain point.
Yeah, definitely after a while, your reputation has to precede you, you know?
Man.
Still all waiting. Right.
That's damage is done. Take a break. Get to a lot more here on the other side. If you do want to get into the Dolphins, 305-567-0560. Back after this.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.